probably just...
Change binders?
Okay.
The biggest question is whether this is the same as the other one, because we want it different. But we'll hear that. I'm not worried about hearing that.
All right. Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We are gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a work session today, August 24th at 10:15. It is case number PU-15-95, advanced determination of prudence for 100 megawatt Aurora Solar LLC by NSP. We had this hearing, when was this hearing? May 21st? Wow, it feels like it just the other day. I think it was May 21st.
No.
July 21st?
Probably.
May 21st, the public hearing was scheduled.
We had an order here. We had an issue in our...
Yeah. And there are draft orders. We've gotten a lot of actually really interesting information in the late filed exhibits provided by the company that I don't know if my colleagues have any appetite to go through all that or if they want to kind of cut to the chase. So I don't have any big opening comments other than I'd like to hear where the portfolio holder wants to go with today's work session, and I'll let Brian or Randy make any opening comments.
I don't have any opening comments.
Okay. So it's yours, Brian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The as you pointed out, lots and lots of information, but, I mean, I think cut right to the chase. I mean, I when we're going into it, I really approached it with an open mind. But hearing the testimony and some of the questions about do they need it, do the cost, and, you know, advocacy staff's point about if you thought the other case was bad, this is even worse. I mean, I think that kind of highlights it for me. My big question is that I had 2 points here. Is that it's the exact words I was looking for. How tight do we shut the door on this thing? Do we dismiss with prejudice, or do we just dismiss it, or do we just not approve it? I mean, that's the kind of discussion I'm talking about. Alana and I have had this discussion numerous times, as well as Jerry. So if you want to cut right to the chase, that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. I don't disagree. I do appreciate the information the company filed on some of the background on the Minnesota law and goals, the dates, you know, how the cost flow to Wisconsin, some of the timelines, the competitive bid process. I mean, it's good information for us to better understand. And so I want to thank the company for getting that to us as requested during the hearing. Does anybody, Randy, do you have any thoughts on any of that information or questions that you'd like to go through?
No, I don't, other than I did find the date. It was July 21st was the hearing, but...
Oh, okay, so there's typos. That explains why it feels like it was just yesterday.
Your memory is just so fresh and clear. May seems like only a month ago. But I do agree with Brian that I'm not inclined to grant this. So the question is what level of not granting it to do. Mm-hmm.
So in the proposed order, the advocacy staff says the application for advanced determination of prudence for Toronto Solar is denied. And that, Alana, will you go through the various options for denial? I recall having this discussion with you at the end of the hearing and... my mind is jumbled up with a lot of other terms right now. I can't remember what the distinctions are.
So is mine, but it doesn't change much, so I can recreate it. well, I think it's, okay, you have a body of facts before you, and you have the standard that you're, that the company is trying to show. Okay, prudence, the definition of prudence. So in your mind, if you think it is not prudent, it is the opposite of what prudent says, you deny it. If you think, well, it could be prudent in the future, which is where we were with the last one, possibly some people anyway, under this situation at this time, it's not enough, I'm not convinced, then you kind of dismiss it. And you can dismiss with and without prejudice. Now, if you dismiss without prejudice, what you're saying, if you dismiss without prejudice is, you haven't convinced me now, I'm not saying you couldn't in the future. So you're entitled to bring it back, but for today, it's gone. If you dismiss with prejudice, you're saying, you haven't convinced me, and don't be bothering me with it again. There's no basis to come back, but it's not on the actual merits of the definition of prudence. If you go all the way to what is prudent and this is the opposite, then you deny. So it's kind of like where you think the facts fall in your mind about the concepts.
Walk me through again one more time.
Okay.
Denied vice dismissed. Kind of blurred me in there a little bit.
Okay, well, dismissing without prejudice would be the least consequence. You're saying you didn't give me enough evidence, you didn't convince me, but things could change. If you want to come back, you can come back and bring evidence and prove it later.
So that's a rate case.
Right. In a rate case where you have other things to put into the mix or whatever way they choose to do it, you can come back. Because prudence is a rate case issue. So that's a good way of thinking of it. So dismissing without prejudice means I'm not convinced today. There's not enough on this record. But you can come back in another scenario or another situation and try to convince me again one way or another. On the opposite end is denying. I'm looking at all these facts. I know what prudence is. I don't care when you told me these facts. Even if we were in a rate case, I would say this is not prudent. That's a deny. And in the middle is sort of the dismiss without prejudice. I mean, with prejudice. Excuse me, I'm mixing up. But in the middle is the you've come in and you've asked me for this. I don't have enough facts to deny, but I know that it should be dismissed and I know you shouldn't come back.
Could I ask?
Go ahead.
If you deny the request for an advanced determination of prudence, it seems to me that you're just not going to tell them in advance that it's prudent. You denied that request. You didn't say it's not prudent. You just said that you're not going to determine that it's prudent at this time.
Well, I think that's probably a fourth option that I forgot on the scale.
So that's what I think is the way the staff's one is written. Your request for an advanced determination of prudence is denied.
From the company's perspective, they did explain their view on what a denial means, and it's pretty insightful, and it is consistent with what you guys are saying, but it says the denial of an ADP, they view, denial of ADP may trigger the company's ability to terminate a PPA since it will not have assurance of recovery from the North Dakota portion of costs. Mm-hmm. If the company decides to move forward with the PPA, which the commission has denied, it will do so recognizing that it will not recover a portion of the costs of the resource from North Dakota customers. And then it goes on to say, in summary, while it's technically feasible that the company could seek at some later point in time recovery of a particular resource addition that has previously been denied, the ADP process is applicable to Xcel Energy acts as a pre-approval process, and the company may not recover the cost of the PPA without the commission's subsequent reconsideration issuance of an ADP.
Right.
So they wouldn't include it. They may A, go forward with the project and not charge our customers. They may back out of the PPA, or they may come go forward with it and come back and ask us to approve it in the future. Yeah.
And again, even whatever you decide, you can always ask for that order to be changed. A company can always come and ask for an order to be changed, and you go back in. So nothing is ever really final.
So in the last case, what we did was found that they do not get an advanced determination of prudence. We found that they did not show that it was prudent. They didn't. We didn't find that it was not prudent, but they had not shown us that it was prudent, and therefore we're not issuing an advanced prudence.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the terminology. Did we use denied in the previous case?
We dismissed.
I can't remember.
I just marked that down. Do you remember the case number? I'll go get it.
Maybe we're getting too wrapped around the axle on this, but I just wanted to thought that was to me the.
Well, I got more twisted up because of how we did the last one, which was I think we didn't dismiss. We didn't just deny it. I believe.
It's hard to keep them all straight.
I know that we said that they didn't show that it was prudent, and that's why it was being. Why we were not giving them an advanced determination of prudence.
No, Jerry, they say here, company may seek to include in rates at some later time the cost of a resource addition denied an ADP. The company has done so in the past. However, a commission denial of an ADP is a strong indication that it is unlikely that the commission would grant an ADP in subsequent proceeding.
And, you know, the A means advance. There's nothing that stops somebody from coming in later and saying we did this. Is it prudent? We're trying to get cost recovery, even though we didn't give them an advance determination that it was. We didn't give them an advance determination that it wasn't either.
We have two conclusions, and the first one is jurisdiction, and the second one is that NSP has not shown, so Jerry was remembering correctly, that the portfolio merits an advanced determination of prudence, and then in the order we said denied.
Oh, denied.
And then we said, number two, NSP shall not recover costs associated with this through its fuel cost rider without specific approval from the commission.
Are those determinations that they could appeal to?
Yes.
District Court?
Sure.
So isn't our... If we just dismiss that we did not feel they made a case that it's prudent, isn't that a lot easier for us to defend then if they would appeal it than to have to defend that we found that it was imprudent?
Wouldn't it be pretty much impossible for them to approve to take that to court because the commission has discretion?
It says may, not shall, right?
Yeah, the commission has discretion on giving them an advance determination.
That's the way I've always viewed that. That we hold the cars in this one because it's may or shall. It's may.
But you can always go to court. And
yeah.
I mean, there's 100 things you can argue. I've got a brief right here to read on another case.
What got me thinking about something different in this case is because I'm comfortable with what we did in the previous order. But in this order, in this set of facts, it seemed like this was even more over the top. And so I didn't want to just follow the same logic because this was way out there in my mind. The first one, you know, might work out at some point in time. It was a different resource mix. It wasn't this one. It just seemed like they cherry-picked stuff from all over the place. And so that's why I opened the discussion, is this one seemed even more over the top than the previous one.
This is more over the top in terms of cost of the system. It cost more. But this, at least, was to fulfill an identified need. You know, the other one was not. There is a need. It's just not low cost. This is not lease class planning. This is, there would be other cheaper ways to address this need, which is why we approved the Hankinson project way back when, gave ADP for this same set of circumstances, because that was lease cost planning. So my take on this one goes to the cost. It's $62 million net cost to the system. There's other ways to address that need that would be more prudent. And this one is not prudent.
Okay, so if it's not prudent, then we would just say it's not prudent and button it up now and be done with this. is what I think I just heard. Not don't even come back. Don't come back to us again because this is so far over.
Well, I won't ever say. I shouldn't say. I won't ever say that. I just say. I think we say it's not prudent. We deny it.
Okay.
Who knows? In a couple of years or year even, when this clean power plant sorts out and we have a better feel for that, what sorts of circumstances we'd be looking at, that the company might say, things have really changed. We're going to go back and ask them if it's prudent now.
So you're not. You didn't say you want to say it's not prudent. You want to say that. You're not finding it prudent.
I sort of liked what we said after you read it again. I liked how we not phrased it in the solar.
It's denied, not shown to be prudent this time. You cannot recover it. So the same tracker.
The first order kind of said as little as you needed. The idea was to not say any more than you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was what we wrote with that order, which is, no, you're not getting an advanced determination of prudence because you haven't shown it.
Well, and the other findings, I mean, they aren't part of the ordering clause, but they talk about the cost. I mean, yeah, that's what's behind.
We supported what we said. But.
Yes, but what I'm saying is you can lean, on your findings, you can lean more towards the fact that this is higher price or more towards something else, whatever you choose to emphasize to support what you say is what I'm saying.
What do you think, Rancher? I'm okay with either way. I could support what Julie does, and I could support button it up too.
I really am okay with however we want to dismiss or deny this thing. That having heard our comments during the hearing, now again today, if they decide to build this thinking that they're going to get recovery from North Dakota anytime soon, I think then if they end up not getting that recovery and they're disappointed, they have no one to blame but themselves, because I think it's pretty clear that there's not a lot of support for North Dakota customers getting stuck with these kinds of over-the-top costs.
Well, and I agree with that. The only thing I get thinking at is we get into these rate cases, and they become so complex. We find ourselves sometimes approving things in a rate case that we wouldn't approve standalone, but we do as part of something else. It gets in some big quasi-settlement agreement, and that's why I put that out there, because these rate cases
are
so tough.
I think those are good options to have, and that's appropriate. Like this, for example, I'm looking at the one where they said they did come back once it was denied once, and they came back and recovered costs during a rate case. Well, you can weigh the big picture in a rate case and look at all the various issues, and you might be more able to make a good decision then because you have a big picture to look at. Okay. I'm okay with that. And if it still doesn't make sense, you can also deny it in the rate case.
Because I would think, when's the current rate case expire from them? They got two more years, right? And then they'll be back in again 3 years from now.
Right.
There's no question on that. Okay.
17? Is that when?
I can't remember. I think so.
Through 16.
So they'll be back in at 17 for a rate case. Okay. Well, I'm okay with, what did we just say? They've not denied it, not shown it this time, do not recover, very similar to the other one.
Yep.
I'm fine with anything except approving it.
Well, that was easy.
Okay. Anything else on this?
When can we vote on it?
I was hoping if I draft up an order and shop it around, I'll send it around for everybody to review. But since I'm gone all week, I was thinking like for the following agenda on the 16th. Is that good?
It makes no difference to me, really.
Sure. That works.
Okay, so I'll draft up something and send it around for everybody to see.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else from anyone? Okay, we'll close the work session on case number PU-15-95.
What is it? Oh, the old one, yeah.
11:30, I think. Oh, isn't it?
I thought it was still two.
Brian, well, it's scheduled to, but we're going to have to.
I had sent you an email. Did you see it? On,
yeah.
Yeah. Basically, a few minutes to kind of see what we were thinking about doing for that day.
Somehow or another, I thought that special meeting was on Tuesday. And I guess I forgot to accept or something because it didn't get on my calendar for either one. So that's why I kind of botched on getting these. I thought I had till today to get these green things on the calendar. So I don't know what I did.
I wonder why you have to accept. Mine go on automatically.
I have to accept.
I mean, I still get the notices. I just... But they show up even if I haven't accepted
them. In most cases, Charlene accepts for me. So I guess this time
okay.
I missed it.
Victor should be here, too.
You got a minute, Vic?
Yeah.
You can talk twice.
Sure.
You've got my other one. You can give it back to me.
What?
You have mine with the notes on it.
You want it back?
I want it back when you give me the order.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I got things I have to do between now and then.
For Dave.
No, I'm fine. Thanks. Yeah. I just got to put this away before I forgot to do
music.
Yeah. One of the sad things of.
Thank you.